Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
My best friend got married about 10 years ago, and the mother of the bride paid for the wedding, and because she paid for it, she would not allow any type of alcohol, even though they had to pay for an open bar. And we tailgated in the parking lot.
Wait a minute. So there was still a charge for the open bar, even though no... Really? Yep. They charged them for the open bar?
You had to purchase the bar package.
Well, they don't want to give up all that revenue, right? They want you to pay for it.
So they served three different type of lemonades, and the mother of the bride was over the moon until she found out that we were all outside tailgating.
I like talk radio when they talk about things. Let's talk about things.
I guess the bride and groom could say, we'd rather pay for it ourselves and let our friends drink.
They were 24 and fresh out of college with a lot of college debt, and mom was paying for the dream location. So,
wow.
So once again, as the best friend.
1:38 on WGN. John Williams here. We're at Northwestern Medical Center. How about that? We're broadcasting live from the Feinberg Pavilion. This is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, of course. You can dispose of your prescription and over-the-counter pills and patches tomorrow, Saturday the 26th. It's National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. Visit nm.org/opioid-takeback to find a collection site near you. And if you come by here between now and 3, you get a chance to say hello to us. That flashback was from yesterday's show. We were talking about the Dear Abby column where somebody said the bride is alcohol-free. She's pregnant, so she doesn't want anybody to have alcohol. And all of her friends are like, well, then what are we doing here? It's a wedding reception or a bachelorette party, for crying out loud. And that led to stories like that. Ryan Hamilton, the comedian with a Netflix special titled Happy Face, is sitting right next to me. He's at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts in Skokie tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Go to northshorecenter.org to get your tickets. That sounds like material to me.
And
you live in Salt Lake City, right?
Or I live in New York.
But you went to school at BYU, didn't you?
I did. I'm from Idaho originally, yes, but I live in New York now for the last 10 years. But, I feel unqualified to be here on National Drug Take Prescription
Day. I felt unqualified just because...
I don't even know how to say it.
When I was just taking the escalator up here, I thought, I feel like I'm in a room with the smartest people in the world.
Yes.
I mean, you know, the guy that... just walked by and with their son. And I said, oh, hello. And they said, we listen to the radio station. This is our son. I said, hello. They said, he's a neurosurgeon. I'm like, oh, geez, really?
Right. It's very rare that I follow people in lab coats. It doesn't happen a lot.
Unless I'm bleeding.
It's a bit intimidating.
And we aren't doing either of those. You've got a Netflix special that, when did that drop? I just watched it today.
It's been just about 2 years last month. Yeah,
oh, 2 years?
I can't believe it. Yeah, it went by quick.
They were able to book you on this radio show because they said he had a new Netflix special. You mean that thing's been out for 2 years?
Well, Netflix is what's new. It's streaming. You find it when you find it.
It's true. It's new to me.
It's new to you, right?
I haven't seen it before, but you do look older than you did in the video now that I mention it.
I've aged a lot since then. I've been on the road, yeah.
So you have this sort of moniker of the happy face comic, is that correct?
Well, I look like really happy, and I don't feel like this all the time. You know, I look crazy happy. And
you're smiling right now.
Okay.
You've got beautiful teeth.
I can't not look happy. I can't go places. I can't show up at a funeral. You know, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Look at that smile.
Yeah.
You said in the piece, and I thought, oh, my God, it is so true. And, again, our audience can't see you right now if they haven't already, but you said you look like a guy who should have been selling ice cream in the 1950s.
Yeah.
I can see you with a white hat.
Yeah, I just
a drugstore coat.
I sometimes kind of feel like I grew up in the 50s. I'm from a small town in Idaho, I don't know. I think I could really move some ice cream. I could get behind it. You know, it's a product that I could get behind.
Where does the comedy come from? Is it the same place the jazz does, and is that pain? I've often thought I limited in my musical or comedic achievement because I grew up happy and in a functional family.
Sometimes I think that's a common held belief, but I don't know if it's true to be. I mean, I think people think that in general, but I think my best work, anytime you need to be creative, you need to be happy to be creative. You know, that's when I'm most productive. So I think, you know, there's pain behind jokes, but we all have pain. It's part of the human experience. I think it's just part of dealing with it. So I'd like to think that being happy benefits my comedy.
Maybe you don't have to be real unhappy, but you do mind your embarrassments or your failings. I mean, another riff you frequently do is, I'm looking at your fingers now.
Yeah.
You're still single. You're looking for dates.
Yeah, I'm still single. Yeah, I'm trying. I don't know. I've been out there. I've been single a long time now. I'm 43, and, you know, I go, I've never really had much of a long relationship, never been married. People go, you won't be alone the whole time. And I go, well, I made it halfway. Yeah. I don't know. Halfway seems...
Is it okay, that kind of life? Are you happy?
I am happy. I mean, it's a great age. I really enjoy doing what I do. I love creating material, being out there. I'm on the road about 50% of my life, and I like meeting people. I love performing. And, you know, I think someday I won't be alone.
But, but if you're not, that's okay, too.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy.
Well, that's it. Why do we try and get you into, you know, the misery that some people are in that are in long-term relationships?
Yeah.
I'm married and have been with my wife forever, and I'm not complaining.
Right.
I'm happy this way.
Yeah.
But if you can be happy without a partner, then what am I trying to fix your happiness?
Yes, it's all about being happy, whatever that is, right? But, you know, I also have friends who got married later in life and had kids, and they go, you know, I wish I would have done this earlier. There was a part of life that I didn't know about. So that sticks in my head a little bit, you know. I've been touring with Seinfeld a lot, and he talks a lot about his family, and he got married very later in life, was a comedian. So, you know, my friends like that, I heed their advice, and it's something you can't experience until you've actually done it. But everybody I know says it's the greatest thing that happened to them. So I have to pay attention to that.
Seinfeld has said of late that it's hard to work. You're known as a clean comic.
Yeah.
You're, in fact, a clean guy.
I cleaned up for
Look
the show.
Look at you. You're well-shaven and you've got bright teeth. But Seinfeld says that it's hard to do the college campus circuit these days, or some of those, because the millennials or college kids are pretty sensitive about topics and language and associations that maybe in the 70s and 80s and 90s didn't raise an eyebrow or seen as cutting edge comedy. And now you got to be careful what you say or you'll get in trouble. I guess you don't go there that much, do you?
No, and I don't think Seinfeld does either, to be honest. I remember that event. I don't know. I think he's still working colleges and out there. And generally what I like to do, and I think he's similar, is that I like to work for a broad audience because it's a creative challenge and it's fun. It's limiting in a way because to come up with something that a lot of people can relate to narrows what you can talk about. It has to be part of the human experience that's broad, you know? So I like that. I like the creative challenge of that, and that's why I do it. I don't know. It just kind of comes out that way. You don't really control it.
You have a piece about going up in a hot air balloon.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we interviewed the director of this movie called The Aeronauts.
Yeah.
Eddie Redmayne, Felicity Jones. It's about in the 1800s when ballooning was just becoming a thing, and a scientist and a show woman went up in a balloon, and they went to 36,000 feet, which is a lot higher than a commercial airliner.
Yeah.
And it's like 20 below zero.
Right.
And they're in a wicker basket. You should not see this movie.
I sometimes feel like I'm traveling the country ruining hot air ballooning. I don't mean to, but yeah, I had an experience, and I thought it was interesting, so I tried to write about it.
Was it a date?
It was a date. Yeah, it was a date. And I thought it would... You know, I'm not a romantic guy. I want to be, but I struggle with... I'm not good at it. I go too big too early. And so this was a first date. And it shouldn't have been, you know?
Well, I don't know. Maybe the I haven't dated in forever, so I don't know what's the perfect first date. Maybe going to a bar is a little cliche. So you wanted to try something different?
I had this opportunity. I won it in a competition, this hot air balloon ride. And I thought, this would be fun. And I had a date, and it had an expiration date on this thing. So I said, let's do this. But it's a big deal to go on a first
expiration date on the balloon or
on
the date?
Balloon. Okay. It turns out both. But
I think that's a great idea for a maybe third or fourth date.
Right. Because
you've been in the room alone with them before.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it is a very intimate experience.
I mean, most people, now that I talk about it, people come to me and go, you know, I did that as a marriage proposal. So you really got both ends of the spectrum there for me, first date to marriage proposal. But, yeah, it's a big event. But
how did it go?
You know, it was terrifying. It looks peaceful and serene, but you get up there and you realize this is panic-inducing. I have a death grip on a wicker basket, and I'm flying through the air, and, you know, it's awful. There's a man in there who... you never are in a romantic experience and think, I just wish there was a stranger in the corner. You know, just another guy who didn't want to be there.
I forgot about him. Yeah, somebody else is flying the balloon.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's right.
You know, they call him a pilot, but I think it's a little generous. He doesn't know where he's going. He has no clue.
Well, it's the prevailing winds. That's where he's going. So why does he get to be the pilot?
Exactly. I go, where are we going? He goes, I've got up or down. What do you want? That's it. Now it's on me.
Well, does he have that... the torch or the thing that makes
Oh, yeah. We're in a wicker basket attached to a flamethrower, and it seems precarious at best.
Right. All of these are – and we're in the air.
Yeah, and we're in the air.
It could go wrong.
You know, and you think that it's going to be okay. I mean, it – you know, and it – people don't know this, but it, in your head it kind of floats down gently to the earth, but that's not – reality involves an angle and a velocity, and it attacks the earth like a wicker shovel, and you just drug across the earth.
And you're probably, I don't know, I wasn't on this date with you, but you're probably trying to project some air of masculinity, or I'm good with this. You can't be screaming like a little girl in the corner.
Right, you know.
That doesn't play well on a first date.
No, it's very strange. You have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, that's right, because the air's calmer in the morning.
Yeah, it doesn't work during, so like you're done at 7 a.m. Where do you go from there? Don't you want to hit Denny's? Is that what you want to do? Do you want to take a 12-hour nap and I'll pick you up? Like, what do you do?
Yeah, well, you survived that.
I survived.
Did you have many more dates with that person afterwards?
We're still friends.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah, it's good. It's fine. I'm trying not to be single, I say, sometimes, which sounds strange. But, you know, I don't know what to do. I'm on the road a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it seems... single life's okay. It's okay. You know, you got freedom. You can do whatever you want, whenever you want. But, you know, I'm also not laying in bed, rolling around in the middle of the night going, freedom.
Yeah. You wake up and go, I'm here alone. Score.
Yeah, exactly.
Because people who've been married a long time, when their spouse goes off to a boys' weekend, I think the wife kind of likes having the real estate to herself.
Exactly.
But she hasn't had that for 43 years.
Exactly.
All right, we got to take a break. It's 1:49. Ryan Hamilton has a Netflix special that just dropped 2 years ago. It's called Happy Face. But he is, honest to goodness, just going to be at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts in Skokie. That show is 8 o'clock tomorrow night, northshorecenter.org. It's 1:50. This is WGN. That text has just poured in. John, alone does not mean lonely. Don't judge. Sounded like I was. I didn't mean to be if I was.
No, I thought you were very empathetic and, you know.
I was trying to be empathetic. Yeah. Maybe it didn't work out, but I hope the takeaway from that exchange was happy for you is happy.
Yeah,
happy
thank
for
you.
Me is happy. We do a segment on our show. We'll do it in about an hour called The Bright Side. People call in and we say, just tell me anything good that's happening in your life.
Oh, I love that.
So it could be, you know, I had a donut that made me happy, or my son's coming home from Afghanistan, and I'm really happy.
That's
we don't
fantastic.
Judge people's happiness. Happiness is just a thing. I don't care how you got there.
Right.
And I think pain is true, too. Thanks for asking. I think sometimes we go, well, you shouldn't be unhappy because what you're going through isn't that bad. But I think it's all relative. If that's making me unhappy, I don't care if I lost my leg.
Yeah.
I'm unhappy.
Yes.
Unhappiness is unhappy.
Yes.
Thanks for asking. Ryan Hamilton's hanging out with us in the lobby of the Feinberg Center, the Northwestern Medical Center. He didn't know that when he said, sure, I'll come by. He's that comedian on that Netflix special called Happy Face. He's also at the North Shore Center for Performing Arts tomorrow night at 8, northshorecenter.org. You know, you and I were talking a little bit off the air about material. So that's the terrifying thing to me. A, people don't laugh. But B, where am I going to find, even if they did, the new stuff?
Yeah.
How hard is that?
It's really difficult. I mean, when I put that special out, some of those jokes I've been working on for 10 years.
Seriously?
Some of them were, and some of them were 6 months old. I just took everything that I thought was the best that hadn't been released and put it on that 1 hour. Now I have a whole new hour from that time. So 2 years and new hours, pretty fast, I think. A year's very fast. But it's a lot of work, but I enjoy the
Do you get mad at an audience where you go, wait, this worked in Minneapolis?
Yeah.
The whole thing about the balloon killed. And then you go to Milwaukee and they're like, oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
Well, or maybe that's not the case.
Well, you need the audience to create this stuff. They kind of tell you where to go and tell you what works. So you do this stuff over and over again, and that's how you shape it, you know? So I don't blame the audience. I use them as a guide.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
What's happened to you lately? Is there something you thought, wow, I can mine this. This is a good place for me to go?
What's going on lately? I mean, I don't know. I fell down recently.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
You poor thing.
Well, there's a time in your life when you fall, and there's a time in a life when you trip, and now I fell. This was different. I've crossed the threshold into falling. And it's a different type of thing. And, you know, you trip and you walk it off. But you can't be laying on the ground after a fall going, I think I dropped something, you know. you days, weeks, months later, you wake up and go, part of me's changed forever. You know, this is a real adult fall. Yeah.
I'm looking at my producer, Elif. What do I got here, Elif? About 40 seconds? How much?
20 seconds.
20
seconds.
20. 20.
I got a whole new hour of material. I really appreciate you guys having me on.
It's good to see you. Ryan, yeah. We're big fans here.
Thank you.
You can watch him online at the Netflix special. There's a whole bunch of stuff he's got there. But check out him at the North Shore Center for Performing Arts, northshorecenter.org. Ryan Hamilton, thanks for coming by.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, this is John Williams. My wife, Brenda, and I have traveled with Kelly Cruises about a dozen times. One trip had such amazing stops that we said, hey, let's do that again. And Kelly Cruises said, yeah. So here we now go for our third time. We're going to start in Turkey, and then we go to Ephesus. It's one of the world's great tourist destinations. Then we go to Athens and Santorini. You've been to the Greek Isles. It's worth going to time and again. And then we go up the to Dubrovnik and Kotor, up the Dalmatian coast, they call it. I'm not sure where that is. But I do know this. We're going to be on this ship called the Regent Splendor, Google Regent Splendor. It's the most amazing ship at sea. And when we travel with Kelly Cruises, it's all inclusive. You don't pay for beverages or food or excursions. You don't even tip. You get on that boat, you don't have another nickel to spend. In fact, they give you an $800, I think it is, ship credit. You can shop in the gift shop or get your hair done. Here's the number to call, 630-990-1111, 630-990-1111. Call that right now or visit kellycruises.com.